Parshas Mitzayra, Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Dalid. The words in the Pasuk, V'lokach la mi taher. Also in Perek Yud Dalid, but Pasuk Yud Aleph, the word is hamitaher. In Dalid, it is la mi taher with a chirik under the mem and a dagesh in the tes. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hamitaher, the Mem has a Shiva. They have different meanings, and that's what I will speak about. Pasuk Dalid stated, V'tzivo ha-koyhein, V'lokach la-mitaher, Shitei tziporim chayois tahoyrois. The koyhein should order the individual who is being purified to give two live pure birds. The word lami taher means to the one who is being purified. The Ibn Ezra states two opinions. One, hakohen yikach mishaloi. The kohen should command someone to take the birds, cedar wood, the shni toilas, and ezoiv from the kohen's own property. And v'yeshoimer, hamitzoiro yitneim. Some say that the Kohen should command someone to take the items from the Mitzoyra's property. He also adds, Visof, hispoel, muvla, bidgeshus, hates. The Sof of Binyan hispoel is swallowed by the dogesh in the tes of mitaher. The word lamitaher belongs to Binyan Hispoel, and instead of saying Lamistaher, the Suf is dropped, and the Tes gets a Dogesh Chazak. The letter Tes with the Dogesh is emphasized stronger, Lamitaher, and also in Pasuk Ches, you have V'chibes Hamitaher. However, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Veheemid HaKoyhein Hamitaher, the word Hamitaher, the Mem with a Shivano, refers to the Koyhein who is performing the purifying ceremony. Veheemid HaKoyhein Hamitaher, Eis HaIsh Hamitaher. The Koyhein, the Mitaher, shall have the person being purified stand along with these items. Also, if you look at Psukim, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chof Hei, Chof Ches, Chof Tes, and Lamed Aleph, in each of these Psukim, the word is Hamitaher, all referring to the person being purified. Therefore, when reading these psukim, especially if you're learning these psukim, make sure you differentiate between the two words as they are referring to two separate people. Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk states, V'hizo al hamitaher min hatzora'as sheva pa'omim. The Koyein should sprinkle seven times on the person being purified from the Tzaraas. If you look at the trop of this Pasuk, you will see that there is a Tipcha under the word Hatzaraas. A Tipcha is an important mafsik and should not be joined with the next word, which is the word Sheva. This is important to note, especially in this Pasuk. If you join the words Hatzoras with the word Sheva, one could mistakenly interpret this pasuk as meaning Shehakoyhein Mazeh Min Hatzoras Sheva Pa'omim, that the Koyein sprinkles from the Tzoras seven times, and you certainly do not want to say this. The pasuk should be laned with a slight pause, thereby separating the word Hatzoras from the word Sheva. I will lay in the pasuk. V'hizo al hamitaher min hatzoras sheva pomim. Therefore, always be careful with a tipcha, as it can lead to a wrong interpretation. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk states, V'im dalhu v'ein yadoy maseges. If he is poor and cannot afford it. The Ibn Ezra comments that there are two definitions of the word dal, meaning poor. One, yesh baguf. Dal can refer to the body, describing the state of a person or animal, as we find in Parshas Miketz regarding the cows, dalois v'ra'ois toyar, or in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Aleph Pasuk Beis, Ashrei Maskil El Dol, praiseworthy is he who cares for the sick, or as the Malbim says, praiseworthy is one who learns from the sick. Number two, v'yesh dal she'ein loy mamoin. Dal also means one who has no money. Dal in our pasuk here in Parshas Mitzora means poor and has no money. Perek Yudalid, pasuk lamed vav. The pasuk states, v'tzivo hakoyhein ufinu es habayis. The Kohen should instruct them to empty the house. The word ufinu means they should empty, they should clear. Make sure that you pronounce the word ufinu, milra, on the last syllable. The shorish of this word is pei nun hei, ponoi, and the main accent is on the ayin hapoyal, the middle root letter, which is the nun. However, in davening in Nishmas, the word is finu, and the main accent is on the fe. Finu means our mouths. This word is not a verb, it is a noun, pe shelonu. Therefore, the main accent is on the fe. This word appears twice in Nishmas. V'ilu finu mole shiro kayom, and v'lashoin asher samta befinu. On Chanukah we say ufinu es haheichol. Over there also the word is ufinu es haheichol. Perek Yudalid, pasuk lamed hei. The words kinega nir'o li. If a person comes to the Kohen because he sees something that can be a nega, he should phrase it this way. Something like a nega has appeared to me in the house. Kinega nir'o li baboyis. Rashi comments that even if the owner of the house is a Talmid Chacham who knows that it definitely is a nega, lo yifsoik davar barur, loimar nega nir'o li. He should not express his statement by stating nega nir'o li, but rather kinega nir'o li. Something like a nega has appeared to me. The Taisus Yomtif in Nega'im Yud Beis gives a reason for this, and says one should try to avoid speaking of unfortunate events, or at least in an indirect manner, whenever possible, for such statements can actually cause a bad event to happen. Also, a point of dikduk, the Mir Dachya explains that the kuf of the word kinega is called the kuf hadimyoin, that is, the kuf that compares one thing to another. However, only one kuf hadimyoin does not establish a complete comparison, unless the two objects or people being described both have a kuf hadimyoin. as I had mentioned in Parshas Vayigash, on the words Ki chamoicha kifar oi. Both words, chamoicha and kifar oi, have a kaf. Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Nun Vav. The word Vila Behores. The word Vila Behores means the bright white spot. The Rashbam is teaching us a rule of dikduk using the word Vila Behores. The word originally was Baheres, with a patach under the bays and a segoil under the hay. But since this word is at the end of a pasuk, there is a change in tenuos. The segoil of the hay changes to a kamatz, and the bays with the patach changes to a segoil. The Rashbam cites other examples of words that have a change in the kudos at a tam hefsek. For example, hasoir hachai at an esnachto becomes hasoir hechoi. The word cherev, meaning a sword, has two segoilim, but at an esnachto, the word is hechorev, as it says in Shmuel Beis, chazoi v'choze toichal hechorev. Also, the word v'hitaharu is without an esnachta. With an esnachta, we find the word v'hitehoru. V'chibesu v'gdehem v'hitehoru. Please look at this Rashbam. Very often at a soif pasuk, esnachta, or zokev katoin, there are changes in tenuos, since all three trop are considered major mafsikim. I will conclude with Perik Tes Vav Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The pasuk states, V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum asam. You should separate, you should set apart the B'nai Yisrael from their impurity. The shorish of this word is Nun Zayin Reish, as in the person who is called a Nazir. A Nazir is one who separates himself. The Ibn Ezra comments that there are those who mistakenly claim that the word V'hizartem means to warn, and is missing a hay, and the shorish is Zayin Hay Reish, from the Lashon Azhara. And the word should be interpreted as v'hizhartem, you should warn. This is completely rejected by the Ibn Ezra, since the hay is not a letter of the shorish. In the case of lamed hay verbs, a hay can be dropped, but not as a middle root letter. This is what the Ibn Ezra means when he writes, Ki lo yihye noch ne'elam ki im b'soif hamila. The Torah Tamima also brings down the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Hei Amid Aleph. Amar Zutra tells us that this pasuk v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum asam is also a remez, an allusion to Tziyun Kvarois Min HaTorah. The Tziyun, the marking of graves, lets people know that the place is a Mekayim Tum'ah, and they will separate themselves from there. I also want to mention that the word V'hizartem has a Dogesh Chazak in the Zayin, the reason being that the shorish is Nun Zayin Reish, and the Nun is dropped, so the Dogesh and the Zayin compensates for the Nun, and we put a little bit more emphasis on the Zayin, V'hizartem. This completes Parshas Mitzrayim.